Okay, as we said, Shirayim Shechasru. A topic that's been discussed, Josh touched on the Achilah Shirayim. We'll get there at the end. Rebbe's been speaking about throughout the year. Hope it doesn't get too contentious, but we'll see.
It already got contentious.
Tonight
I touched on it.
Oh, sorry.
The 2 hours of this year.
The title alone was contentious. So we'll get going, then we'll see. We need the boxing gloves. We'll see what happens.
Exactly.
Maybe loosening it, we'll see. Anyway, we'll start with the Hakdama, just a couple of Gemaras. Unfortunately, the starting point of this sugya is not the Gemara Menachos, but we'll get there soon, so fret not. The real starting point is the Gemara Pesachim, right? The Gemara Pesachim, we're discussing the din of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, right? Im Basar and Dam, Yesh Basar and Yesh Dam, right? Question is, if you have a, if you're Mechaser and your Basar and your Chelev, so what is the din? Is the Zvikas, can you still do Zvikas Adam? So says the Gemara in the Bozar, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, a long Shachataria, that's very complicated. Name of Sis and Loki, be sure we're talking about Tzitz Meratza, not going to be relevant for us. Titania de Vasis Osecha Basar Adam, be sure Omer, Im Ein Dam, Im Basar, Im Ein Basar, Im Dam, be sure Shita, if you're Mechaser on the Basar, Pachs Mikazai, so then there, the Dam, the Zvikas Dam is Pasal. And our Blazer says, Omer, Dam of Pishem Basar, Shnemar, Vidam, Zvachecha Yishpo, right? The Lazar says you don't need any basar, you don't need any chelev, you can be zorg the dam regardless. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Gemara on Beis, again, it goes on for like two blocks of Shakatari. The Gemara on Beis seemingly, clearly already lays out for us that this din is true by Menachos. So the Gemara says, Amri k'amr b'yashua, name it to me'in and tarti, b'zvachim, b'nachos. The Gemara has a havmina to be mechalik, to say this din is only true by zvachim, not Menachos. And then comes along Rabbi Yossi and seems to say that it applies equally to zvachim, Menachos. Exactly what Rabbi Yossi holds at the end of the day, it's very murky. I'm for the most part not going to touch on it because I'm not sure I fully understood it myself, to be honest. But it seems from the Gemara in Pesachim alone, just over here, that we have a din, we have a psul, that if you're Mechaser and the Basar, Rabbi Yeshua says the Zerika is possible, that applies somehow to Menachos as well. And Rabbi Elazar says that there is no such psul. Good. The Gemara, just to fill in a little bit of the details, the Gemara Lam Dal and Beza establishes that the din Rabbi Yeshua is only din Lechatchila, but the Eved, if you're Zorik the Dam, even if you're Mechaser the Basar, the carbon is still Miratza. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua Omer lo Yizrok, Umode Rabbi Shua Shim Zar Kortza. Right? There's still, the Bidyevet, if you're Zorik the Dam, even if you're Mechaser on the Basar the Chelev, the carbon is still Kosher. Good. So let's put a quick pause over here. I said we weren't going to discuss the Gemara so much, but just already we have an issue that has to be brought up, which is a very simple question. What is the Psul of Rabbi Shua? What's the problem, right? If I'm lacking my chelev or my basar, so there's some sort of psul in the zrika. What is that psul? So Rashi, by us in Menachos, everyone quotes this Rashi. Rashi seems to have a clear sheet here. Rashi, source 3, Gim Rasu Chetzi Zayas Chelev. Rashi says, She'ein achilas basar ve'chilas mizbeach mitstarfin. Zrika sadam ene lahake imurim mizbeach u'basar adam. U'kem David shnehem zrika lama. Rashi seems pretty clear. The goal of the, I don't know if it's the only goal, I don't know if you have to dig that much, but one of the key goals of the Dam is to be matir, both the Chelev and the Basar. And therefore, if you're lacking Chelev and Basar, you don't have either of them, because as of either of them, the Zrika is worthless, right? There is no Zrika. So in other words, Rashi assumes the Psul of Rabbi Yeshua is the Psul in the Dam, right? You don't have a Zrika Sadam, you're missing a Zrika Sadam. The Minchas Avram quotes with Beryl, we had different mahalach. I'm going to say it the way he said it, and then I'll say it the way I think it only makes sense, but you can tell me if you think otherwise. The Minchas of Rum, Korner Bell seemed to say that there was some sort of kiyum in having chelev and basar, meaning there's categories here. We have a category called dam. Every zevach has a category called dam, and has a category called basar slash chelev. And if you're lacking the basar slash chelev, your hadichisaun in your mincha, in your zevach, your carbon is lacking. You don't have the category called basar or chelev. And that's a psul in the carbon. So as opposed to Rashi, who thinks it's a psul in the dam, Minchas Avraham would say it's a psul in the basar and the chelev slash the general carbon. That's how he says it. He leaves it generic. I didn't fully understand it. I think you have to say, I mean, that's bother. What is the common category? This is something I'll present itself throughout the Chabura, we'll raise it now. What is the common category of Basar and Chelev? What category do those two things occupy? I think the only common category is the Dover HaNitar, the Dover HaNechal, right? So I think the way I'd formulate the Reberal is that there's a category called the Matir, which is the Dam, and there's a category called the Nitar, which is the Chelev and the Basar, right? And the Reberal is saying if you have a Psul, if you're being Mechaser, in the Nitar, that's a Psul in the carbon, right? the category of the Basar and Dam is the Basar and the Chilev is the Nitar, Chisaron, and the Davar HaNitar will result in Psul in the Karban. So just to sum that up, in the key phrase, Rashi, the Psul is in the Dam. The Dam is not Mati or anything. And the way we're explaining the Briskirov, the Rebarel, is that the Psul is in the Davar HaNitar, right? The Chilev and the Basar, if they're not existent, we don't have a Davar HaNitar. Good? Okay. That's all part one. Now, source four, the Gemara imports this din directly to Menachos, but does it in a slightly interesting way. It says the Mishnah Nitma Sharah, Nisma Sharah, Avdi Sharah, Kemidas Abelazar Ksherah, Kemidas Abishua Psula. Right? Gemara quotes the din of Abelazar and Abishua explicitly with the realm of Menachos. We'll point this out soon, but might as well raise it now. The Lashon of Kemidas is bizarre. Right? What is this Kemidas? The Gemara in Psachim, as we noted, seemed to assume the din was equally relevant to Menachos and Zvachim. So what's the kimidas? It's like an approximation. What's the approximation? The Gemara goes on to have a shaka b'tarya. This is true for Nisifu, Avdu, and Nitmu. The Gemara has Havmi or not, and ends up saying yes. And just at the end, it'll be relevant for us later, so we'll mention it now. The Gemara feels a need over here to bring a limud that Emurim, that Chelev, is included in the din of Rabbi Yeshua. Right? It says the Gemara in the bowl on the bottom, Minahani Mili. How do we know that the Emurim should be included in the category of Basar? Amar Bilchum, Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Chelev is a surrogate, a fill-in. Right? It somehow also works. If you have Chelev or Basar, then you can be Zorg V'dam. Good. So Adkan, we have a din in Zvachim, we have the parallel in Menachos, we have a slight ambiguity with the Kemidas, and we have a Gzeres HaKasav to teach me Chelev. Good? Fine. This is where we'll pick up for most of our chaburah is the Gemara in Daf Tes. Yeah, going backwards a little bit, that's fine. The Gemara in Daf Tes now brings this new din, this new machlokas that we're all familiar with, the machlokas of Biyochan and Mishlakish. Is there a new din by Menachos separate from the one in Zvachim? Says the Gemara, Itmar. Shirayim Shechatru, Ben Kemitzel HaTara, Biyochan Omer, Makter Komitz Alayim, Mishlakish Omer, E Makter Komitz Alayim. Comes Mishlakish with this new din. There's a psul kol shehu, if you're machaser the shiraim, new din by Menachos. We have no such parallel that we know of in Zvachim. The Gemara goes on to tell you that that's only true within Rabbi Yeshua, not within Rabbi Elazar. And if we skip later on the Gemara has two new gzeres hakasavs. Right, the Gemara on the next page at the end, the bold says, Uman de pasul, right? What's the svarv of Rish Lakish? Shani hacha damer kura veheri mekonu hakohen min ha mincha es askirasa. V'hikter mincha adi isu l'kula mincha lo yakter. Right? Reish Lakish has a new gzeres hakasav specific to Menachos. It teaches you a psul kol shehu in the shiraim, and says Rabbi Elazar v'idach. What does Rabbi Elazar hold? Or is Rabbi Yochanan hold? Sorry. Min mincha shayis kfar. Right? As long as it was shalim b'shas kmitzah, so then there's no psul kol shehu. Fine. So that is the bombshell. Reish Lakish comes in seemingly from left field with a new gzeres kasav and tells us this whole new din. So let's talk about this for a second. This is where we're going to pick up. The first question that I want to address is where's the breakdown from Zvachim to Menachos, right? We had the gzeres kasav by Zvachim. The gzeres kasav was clear. The Gemara in Pesachim seemed had to quote Rabbi Yossi who extended to Menachos, no problem. The Gemara in Chavav seemed to extend it to Menachos, no problem, with a slight kemidas. And all of a sudden, comes Reish Lakish and says, I have a whole new gzeres kasav by Menachos, I completely changed the din. Like, where'd that come from? What was lacking in our original carryover from Zvachim to Menachos? What was the hole that needed to be filled? That's question one that we're going to ask. Question two, which is obviously going to be related, is once we assume that Reish Lakish has a new gzeres kasav by Menachos, and even Rabbi Yochanan, has a new gzeres kasav by Menachos, what does that do with our old gzeres kasav that we had by Zvachim? Is that thrown out the window? Right? How does this new din, does it trump the old din? Is it an add-on to the old din? What's the relationship between our shitas Rabbi Yeshua and Zvachim and this new shitas? Huh? Yeah. And this new shita, the shitas Rabbi Yeshua that we had in Zvachim, this new shitas Reish Lakish that we have in Menachos, what is the relationship between the two? Good? Those are the two questions we're going to start with. So just to get the ball rolling, the Karen Orig picks up on our source six. We're up to the Karen Orig picks up on our diak that we started with, the Kemidas. It says the Karen Orig, Man de Paso Hainu Reish Lakish Kirbi Yeshua. Yesh adaptik the lashon of Mishnah kimidas Reb Elazar kimidas Reb Yeshua. Mashin did lo pligi behedya Reb Elazar Reb Yeshua b'nachos. The lomdu mincha kimidas Reb Elazar b'zvachim. Kenor already starts to put a wedge in between our very seamless limud from zachim to nachos. Says the word kimidas meant that there's no real limud. Right, we have like some ambiguous carryover, some parallel that we're going to carry from Zochum to Menachos. What that parallel is, why we're going to carry over, that we don't have, but he's pointing out that the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Kemidas in the Mishnah, already points us to a niche in our very nice system that we had until now. That niche is accentuated, the Chazon Ish. I just quoted it because he says pretty explicitly, V'sav Rish Lakish, De'ein Lilmod Mincha Mizarech Misvara, V'akach Ratarish Mincha Mikra. Says the Chazon Ish, some logical svara that he leaves untold that would tell us that Zevach and Mincha are not parallel in this regard, and therefore we're left with a vacuum by Menachos, which Rish Lakish comes and fills with a new Gzeir Sekasov. What is that svara? So the Shita fills in some of the details, perhaps. I'm not sure how much he actually fills in, but Shita Source 8, also addressing this issue, he gives you a framework for the Gemara. It says Shita from the top, Ad Isa Lekula Mincha. V'im Tomar Minan Rish Lakish to be Yeshua Darish Haikra Pasul B'Mincha. Right, as the Shita, where in the world did Reish Lakish come in with a whole new Gzeiras Kasuv that overrides the din we had by Zvachim? Like, where did he get such a... We had din by Zvachim, we had a Gzeiras Kasuv, it comes Reish Lakish, a new Gzeiras Kasuv. Where did that come from? So he says, Dachachi nami mashma pshita de masnisim de ketayin nit misharev chulei kemis v'pshu psula mashma kemidasu b'zvachim. Right? The din should be parallel. V'yeshalomar. The kimle, the akarchach tzarech lomer the Yeshua, yet sover b'mincha tam zed, the minha mincha adis l'kul mincha. Right? He really thought that this was Shitas Reb Yeshua. Why? Dim lomke in my pasuk minchas b'minachos. Bishlam b'zvachim pasuk nechsev v'asisa olasecha basar v'adam min basar endam mi'ki'ika mixas basar v'adizor kedam. Right? We have exeris kasuv v'ayizvachim. But here in the bold, but Menachos, am I possible? Klal, the lo yalfina mizvachim, the mal zvachim shkun mini dam domim. It says the shita. I'm not exactly sure what the shita means. The simplest way to take the shita is that very simple. The gzeiros hakasavs that we had by zvachim, the gemara and psachim that we started with, are clearly zvachim specific. Right? They're speaking about dam. They're speaking about zevach. Right? The assumption that we could carry over such gzeiros hakasavs to Menachos, Reish Lakish thought was erroneous. It's just not true. Right, how are you going to take Gzeiras Kasuv that's talking explicitly about Dam and tell me that applies equally to Menachos? It's just, it's surprising. So says the Shita, he goes on to explain, says the Shita, Reish Lakish thought that the Gzeiras Kasuv was Dam specific. That parallel does not carry over to Menachos seamlessly because of the specificity of the Domim, of the Dam. And therefore, he comes up with a new Gzeiras Kasuv in which he thinks creates a whole new din for in Menachos. And Rabbi Yochanan, I think in the end he says Rabbi Yochanan had some Kabbalah that wasn't true, but we can learn Zvachim from Menachos. Where does he get the shear? The Chori just said that's his meaning. Once he's blessed with the vacuum, he darshens the pasuk, and that drasha leads him to a different shear.
That's a different din, right?
It's a completely different din, right?
The whole...
Right, so Rebbe's point again, I think this is what we're getting to. So what happened here? I think for the Shita, and we'll see, I think the Shita still. So there's a couple things you could say into what... Question one was, what was the breakdown in the parallel between Zoch and Menachos that we just addressed, right? Maybe because there's a cost of issue, maybe a sorry issue. Question number two, so now when we carry over, what happened? So option A, which is what I think Rebbe was just... option A is to say, it was simply because there's a cost of issue. We had the lack of Gzeiras Kasuv by... We had Gzeiras Kasuv by Zvachim. That Gzeiras Kasuv, for every reason, is inapplicable to Menachos. Doesn't apply. It's talking about Dam. And therefore, we're left with a vacuum. In that vacuum comes Reish Lakish. That's good. Good. It's not planned. You should see when I say Shiarim, what comes in. It's going to be crazy. The whole parade. In that vacuum, Reish Lakish came up with a new Gzeiras Kasuv. And just by means of darshan and Gzeiras HaKasuv, he came up with a new din, so called Shihu, right? If we're evaluating our psukim on their face value, so Zvachim the Shir was a Gezias, by Menachos the Shir is a kosher Hu, okay, it's just an issue of Gzeiras HaKasuv. I think that Shitas Tosos, might not be the most compelling, but I think that Shitas Tosos, source 9, Tosos is bothered with the fact that we know, even within the day, even not with, like Reish Lakish, if you assume that there's no psukim kosher in the Shirayim, everyone, there's a machlokes if the shirayim are still mutter b'achila afterwards or not. So ask Tosos, if you assume that shirayim are also b'achila, so you're back to square one, you should be ein basar, ein dam, you can't be ochli shirayim, and the kemitza should be pasul. So that's Tosos kasha. So that's Tosos, source 9. V'im tomer kim da asiri, hariyu ki'ilu lo nishtar klum, v'heich machter komit leim, habachol zvachim kom rabbi Yeshua, v'heich lo nishtar klum, dein zar kadam, right? We're left with ein basar, ein dam, you can't be ochli shirayim. So, well, according to everyone, we should have an issue. So that's Tosos, v'yish lomar, de kevin de yafinan mincha mizevach, right? As long as the shirayim are not ne'evad, as long as they're still there, even if you can't eat them, they're considered be'en. Since by zvachim, as long as you have a kezayis of basar, you can still be zorik the dam. The Achron Ramaz Bertos is something like a dial. Lovelman that didn't leos can, you know, even though Rish Lakish has exeris a kasev by menachos to tell you that there's a psul kolshehu, that psul kolshehu is not going to be more machmir than we are by zvachim, and therefore if in zvachim, if I have a kezayis of basar left over, I could be zog gadam. So too by menachos, even if the shirayim are also bechila, but if they're be'en, I could still be matya the komets. Right? That's Tosos, is that clear? So in essence, what's Tosos saying? Tosos is saying, really, the limud holds true, and really we have a parallel one to the other. Elamai, we had a separate lima. Rish Lakish came in with a new Xeris Akasiv. That Xeris Akasiv told me a psul kol shehu by shirayim. But the lima from Zvachim is really somewhat intact. It's still dialova din lios kinyon. It's not some new Xeris Akasiv by Menachos. And therefore, right, you're going to be limited to the din that we have by Menachos. A psul kol shehu won't be possible unless it's the whole shirayim are gone. If I still have the shirayim be'en, it's not going to be possible, right? I think that's what we're saying, that once we're left with a vacuum in Menachos, so we just darshan the Xeris Akasavs to get to us the din of the psul kol shehu. That's option A. Option B, which I think is more slightly more compelling, perhaps.
No, Tosos is not
Rish Lakish. Good. Tosos is not talking within Shitas Rish Lakish. He's speaking within Lachor. It's everyone besides Rish Lakish. But Rilchin also has a new Xeris Akasav by Menachos. I mean, Rilchin also has a drasha. Mincha Shai Sekfar, right? So he's. Even if he had the carrier, he still had to have a new drasha by Menachos. Exactly. Right. It's an interesting question. That's something that Chorin pointed out that point. I mean, why is it, I'm not going to speak about it. Why did Yochanan need Xeris Akasav to tell you not like Rish Lakish? Yochanan just say it's like Zvachim. So why does he need Xeris Akasav? Mincha Shai Sekfar. The Torah held like Rish Lakish, and therefore he needs Xeris Akasav to tell you Lafuke Rish Lakish. Like, what is that? Just say Rish Lakish. Yochanan said, no, I don't want to do Xeris Akasav. I have Xeris Akasav by Zvachim. End of the day. He has that. Mincha Shai Sekfar. So some of the Chorin were bothered by that. They took in some extreme formulations, but we're not going to. That's just our Rami spoke about, so we'll point out. Good. So that's Mahalach 1. Mahalach 2, again, we're trying to figure out exactly what happens with the carryover from Zochim to Menachos. Option A is all about Xeris Akasav, Zaris Tosos. Option 2 is what I think the Karen Ora is saying, which is, we'll just say it out, we'll outline the Mahalach, and I think this might also be Duik in the Rambam. The Mahalach is that essentially our Limud is intact. Essentially, we have a parallel, as we point out, Kimidas. It's a parallel between Zochim and Menachos. That conceptual parallel holds true at the end of the day. There's just going to be a slight issue. When you plug in the details of those two dinim, meaning and when you take the details of Zvachim and you convert them to Menachos, when you run it through the computer program, you're going to be output with a different din, namely a psul kol shehu. But really, fundamentally, our limud is the same. It's just the details of a mincha are going to warrant a different psul kol shehu. That's abstract. We'll see in the Karen Ora, I think it'll make a little more sense. But it says the Karen Ora in verse 10, V'tzarech lomar, der b'lozer desfile b'zvachim dam af b'shem basar, v'ein tzarech shirayim klau, pshita duhu de mincha matir komets afile of the shirayim. Avrelo Yeshua dam b'zvachim ba'inan shir mixas chilev o basar, hayu davko b'zvachim deleke shir b'zevach, sagi afile nishtar mixas. Aval b'mincha, d'nemer bar shir yisarum l'mincha, v'inan shir yishtar kol shiro. Right? So what's the Karen Ora saying? Karen Ora saying, very simple. We have a parallel between Menachos and Zvachim. We have a conceptual parallel. In Zvachim, there is no Shir Achila. And therefore, we sort of default back to our typical Shir, which is going to be Kezayis. However, in Menachos, that's not true. In Menachos, we have a Shir Yisaron. Assumes the Karen Ora that the Shirayim, even Acher Kemitza, are included in that Shir Yisaron. And therefore, if a Machaser or Kol Shehu in my Mincha, I will have an issue of a psul in the mincha, right? So really the limud, really the gzeiros hakasuv, really the parallel, the conceptual parallel between zvachim and menachos holds true. It's consistent. It makes sense. It's just once you plug in the details, once you plug in the shiurim, so by zvachim there's no shiur, and therefore you end up with the kezayis. By menachos we have a shiur, sarum, and therefore you'll get output with a psoa koshu, right? That's lafuke, a gzeiros hakasuv thing, that's like more of a conceptual, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry to just backtrack.
Sure.
I guess the mahalach that you're not positing for Karen Ora, how, if you don't say that, you said the first mahalach, how would you explain why the Gemara thinks this is only Nivoy Alibid of Yeshua and Alibid of Elazar?
It's only Alibid of Yeshua, yeah, what's the issue?
Because.
I mean, Rebbe Elazar thinks there's no need for
the parallel is intact, so understand, according to Elazar, obviously it's not a Shaila. It's only a Shaila, maybe. There'll be a difference for Tavi Elazar. But if we're saying really the parallel was a shared parallel to begin with, and we have a vacuum that we need to fill in with the drasha, so that drasha could apply equally bein le Rabbi Yeshua bein the Rabbi Elazar. Why should I assume that the din?
So I think the Shita addresses that. The Shita thought that was. This is something we're not going to discuss in the Chabura, and it's a little bit of a what exactly we're really discussing. Shitas of Reish Lakish again, Freya. What was Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan within Rabbi Elazar? Has that being it's only within Rabbi Yeshua? How that work for Rabbi Elazar, which is what Yoni's raising. But I think the Shita thought that the limud for Rabbi Elazar just thought that the limud between Zvachim and Nachos just stayed true. There was no reason to think otherwise. Where does he say that? Yeah. I think that's in the Shitas of Reb Elazar, right? I think Shitas of Reb Elazar just thought we have a limud from Zvachim, that'll be true by Menachos. Reish Lakish thought that parallel wasn't true, and therefore he's forced to redarge in the Pesukim.
I don't know, it just seems
a little bizarre. I think it's the Shita. I don't know if I quoted it. I think it was the Shita who says somewhere like Kabbalah Halei Biyade that you could learn.
Right.
Some like.
Okay, right. Okay, fine.
It's a soft point, but that's
the. Yeah. Okay. The other thing is, I don't think I understood why we didn't, in order to make Tosa's assumption, you have to retain the parallel between Zvachim and Menachos. I thought you were saying that Tosa's is Mahalach Hei, that we're separating between the Parsha Menachos and Zvachim, but.
I think what Tosos is saying is that fundamentally we have a new gzeiros hakasuv by Menachos, and that creates a new din. But the Kemidas and the Gemara and Pesachim seems to assume the two are parallel. It's still going to be true. So how do we get to the din kol shehu? That's just how we learn the Pesachim.
Meaning focus on Reish Lakish's din. That's a Menachos technique. That doesn't have any shaykhs to Mashin Kin Karen Ora. That, yeah, okay.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So those are the two Mahachim we've had so far. We're going to get there, but I'll just tease it now. What we're hopefully going to suggest by the end is that really the whole comparison, the whole parallel is completely broken down. The Dam and Kemitza, Shirayim and Bas and Chelev is, we're going to, you know, completely break that down. The parallel is not going to hold so much water in there. If we're going to have to reinvent a new din, that's going to be where we're headed, but. We'll get there slowly. So just to pivot a bit, I think it'll be relevant. Let's talk about, we'll compare the comparison between the Kemitza and the Emurim. I think that's going to be important here, right? Because again, if we're saying that there's a parallel between Zvachim and Menachos, and that the Kemitza is the Dam here, the Matir, whatever you want to call it, and the Shirayim is doma to the Basar and the Chelev, right? And the Emurim, because it's the Nitar. So how true is that? How true is that parallel, and what are the components here that play? So we know, of course, the famous Rambam, source 13, source 11. Rambam Pesh Mishnah, we quote a couple times. Rambam consistently compares the Kemitza to both the Dam and the Emurim. Right? Source 11, the Rambam says Pesh Mishnah. V'dash yachas Kemitza samincha legabe hamincha ki yachas shchitas bal lichayim legabe zvachim. Right, the kemitza is doma to the emurim. All that Chorin points out, the Ram doesn't mean that the kemitza is doma to the dam and the levona is doma to the emurim. He means both of them are doma to both of them. That's all that Chorin pointed out. The Ram has the same thing in source 12 and 13. We don't have to read them, but 13 is just a halacha l'maisa nafkamina. If you want to be mitzarif two parts, right? if the kmitzas domit to the dam leimurim, they can't be mitzarif. But Ram Shita throughout is that the kmitzas is domit to two parts, the leimurim and the dam. What's pshad in the Rambam? So I think the simplest thing you would say is that by zevach you have two elements. You have your dam and your leimurim. Your dam has dal devodos done to them, but it's not. There's no haptara, right? It's just zorik al gavim mizbeach. There's no haptara, and the imurim is the haptara, right? The kmitza, which has a dal devodos done to it, is domut the dam, but it also encompasses within it the haptara, right? So the haptara ha kmitza is domut the haptara ha imurim, right? The avoda of the kmitza is domut the dam, and the haptara is domut to the imurim, right? The kmitza has the hatara, which is lacking in the dam, which is filled by the imurim. That's the chora, at least the simplest mahalach I think you would take in the Rambam. That's where the Rambam thinks there's a parallel between the kmitza and the imurim. No?
I just didn't follow it.
Meaning the dam is only has only dal devodos done to it, but it's not nektar gavim's bech. It's just zorikit.
Right.
And the imurim is the hatara. Your the kmitza has the dal devodos done to it, and then it's also nektar gavim's bech. Right, but I'm saying I thought the Rambam thought the Haktarah itself had to have a parallel. The parallel to that Haktarah itself was the Emurim in the Zevach. Right, the Chelek HaNektar. Right, the Kmitza is both Nevad and Nektar in one. Is that clear?
Yes. I mean, I see the Rambam that you're quoting. You say it's like, I guess I'll see where you go with it.
Okay. We could put an asterisk there, and if it's a problem later, you'll pull me back there. Okay, so with that in mind, I think, Efshe Lomar, that there might be a little bit of a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam here. We'll see. I think it's dakustik, but I think it's very, very interesting if it's true. The Gemara in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, very important Gemara, I thought, for the Sugya of Shemen. The Gemara has, Boi Rava, source 14, Komit Shemitza Shmeno, Al Gabe He'itzimahu. You have your Kemitza, and it has the solus and the Shemen, and you take your Kemitza and you wring out the oil on top of the Eitzim, right? So the Gemara wants to know, what's the din? Chibui olin ke olin domi or lo ke olin domi, right? Do we say chibui olin ke olin? So what's the suffix of the Gemara? So Rashi has two lishonos in that Gemara. Rashi in the Lishna Kama says what's probably the simpler understanding. Source 15. Says Rashi, mahu, mi have chaser komets olo, right? When I wring out the kemitza from its oil on top of the etzim, is there a chisarun in the kemitza or not? Why? Do we see that the eitzim are ke'olim dami, and then ki'ilu have a shemen muvlo b'komet the kasher or lo ke'olin upasal, right? When this oil is wringed out of the kmitza, is now on top of the eitzim, so if the eitzim are ke'olim dami, we view the eitzim as if they're still mechubar to the kmitza, in which case there's no chiser in the kmitza, right? I still have the shemen. If lav ke'olim dami, so then I'm mechaser in my kmitza. Good? Pshat Rashi, Lishna Kama, very simple. Lishna Basra, though, he gets a little bit more interesting. Says source 16, Lishna Achrina. In the bold, Lishna Acher, Komit Shemitza Shmeno Gabe Eitzim Mahu. Mi boi lahakter Eitzim ima Komit. Olochiburi Olin. Shem Shemachuber la Komit ke Olin Dami. Ve ima Kir Have ki Komit Chaser. It says Rashi in Lishna Basav. Very surprising shot. Do we say chibori olin ke olin? Do we say that the shemen that's in the eitzim is ke olin? In which case, you're able to be maktir the shemen, right? You could be burned the eitzim. And when you burn the eitzim, you're maktir the shemen. In which case, if you're not maktir the shemen, it's a psul chiser in the kemitza, right? Or do we say, what?
Isn't he saying that maybe you need the eitzim, meaning the eitzim?
Meaning, if the eitzim are ke'olim dami,
then
you can be maktir the shemen. You can maktir
the eitzim,
and ali did that, you'd be maktir the shemen. Therefore, there's no chiser in the kmitza.
Right.
Yep. Or olo chibur on lav ke'olim. Rashi says that since you can't be maktir the eitzim, we don't care that you're missing your shemen. Lo ichpaslan, says Rashi. That's just a startling Rashi. If chibur and onkel olin, if you can be machtir the shemen aide the etzim, so then you have a psul chiser on the kmitza. Vim lav, if lav ke olin, if you can't be machtir the shemen through the etzim, because chibur and onkel lav ke olin, Lo bechpaslan, we don't care that you're mechaser and you're a kmita. What does that mean?
Where do you see a chisor and shemen in this Rashi?
What do you mean?
Tosa says that shepherd.
Chisor and the kmita. Mechaser the kmita by the lack of shemen.
If, where does Rashi say that?
Where else is the chisor here?
The eitzim.
Mechaser the eitzim? What's lacking in the eitzim?
Me by lahat to eitzim in kolmetz. Olo chiru olin shemen shemechaber in kolmetz. Olin dami. You need to be mocked to the eitzim.
Right, but the goal of being mocked to the eitzim so you can be mocked to the shemen that's nivla in the eitzim. It's not for the eitzim itself.
No mention of that.
Of course. Where's the chisarn in the eitzim? What's machas to the eitzim?
If it's chibui olin, then you have to be mocked to it. If you're not mocked to it, that's a komet, a chaser.
On the komet, right.
Yeah, but not because of the shemen, because of the eitzim.
Well, what does the eitzim have to do with the kemitza?
Because it's chibui olin, so you have to be mocked to it.
The eitzim has nothing to do with the kemitza.
Now it does.
Because of the shemen, right? The issue is the chisar on the shemen.
No, I thought you were saying, like Tosa says, that the shemen gets absorbed.
I'm not, not that.
Right, that's not that.
Not that.
Okay.
I mean, because Tosa thinks the whole question is about that shemen in the eitzim. I'm saying right. We're talking about the kemitza. It's just, if I can be maktir the eitzim, so I have a way of being maktir the shemen.
The shaila is, do you need to be maktir the eitzim?
In order to get to the shemen. If I can be maktir the eitzim, I can be maktir the shemen, then if I don't, there's a psul chisar in the kemitza. And if I can't be makir the eitzim, lo ich basan, we don't care about my psul chiser in the kmitza.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand. Why isn't this the question of whether or not the eitzim are part of the komets? Isn't that the question according to Rashi?
I don't think so. I didn't think so. We could speak about it afterwards. I think that's pshat Rashi. So assuming that's correct, I think it is. Assuming that's correct, so it's very surprising, right? If I can't be makir the shemen, so then I have no psul chiser in the like, what is that? I was bothered this for a while. The Achronim don't really. There's someone who has a shita. It's a sore point, and I didn't see such good answers. But I was wondering if perhaps Rashi was really telling us that the shemen in the kmitza is domet to the murim. In what way? Right. What's the din by murim? If I have a murim, then they are ma'akev the karbon. If I don't have them, then they're not ma'akev. Rashi's essentially saying the same thing here. Right. If I have the shemen, if I can be ma'akev the shemen, it's ma'akev. If I don't have them, then there's no ikuv. So what would be the svar there? So I thought it'd be very interesting. Really, I wanted to say, perhaps, Rashi thought that the ikur, this whole question, the ikur kemitza was the solas. It's really the flower. The shemen was there before either to be koveya the kemitza, but the shemen sort of just gets tagged along the ride with the haftaras kemitza, but the real kemitza, the ikur kemitza, is the solas. In which case, whereas Rashi thought that the definition of imurim is a haktara that doesn't have a kapara tolo in it, right? Because the kemitza, the soles, is a haktara, which is why Rambam thought is doma to the imurim, but it's the haktara that has the entire kapara tolo in it, right? All the avodas are done to it, the kapara is tolo. The gravoda is on the soles. Says Rashi, the imurim are a haktara that don't have a kapara tolo in it. It's a haktara l'shem haktara, a standalone haktara. You just makter something the gavoa. Says Rashi, that's not the entire kemitza, that's just the shemen. The shemen in the kemitza has this, only the shemen has the din doma to the imurim in the zevach. Was that clear? Does that make sense?
Why would it be special about al ha'etzim if you could have got lost any other way? You say the same thing.
No, because it's only agabe etzim that you could be remakter. Meaning, if you just were wrung it out into nothing, so how are you going to be makter it together? It had no tikkun agam mizbech anymore. It's only when you have chibur olin that you could be makter it again.
So you're saying Pashit, that if it would be gone, Pashit, it would be gone, and then it would still be Pashit?
That's how you squeezed it out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think a second. If I just squeezed it out, so then... Think about it. Could be. That'd be surprising. I hear. But fundamentally, I think if it's true, again, it's a chiddush. I don't know if it's true, but I don't know what to do with Rashi. I've been stuck for a while. If it's true, I think it's a very fundamental different understanding of the imurim. Right? Rambam thought the imurim is the chelek ha-nektar of the karbon, just the part that's being ola gamizbeach. What we're claiming here for Rashi is that the imurim is not the chelek ha-nektar; it's the chelek ha-nektar that doesn't have kapara, the ikar kapara tied to it. It's just haktara. The Alman, that's doma to the shemen in the kmitza.
In theory, there's no way to know if the Rambam, like, I mean, if you really believed in this, there's no way to know if the Rambam agrees or denies. What you're saying for Rashi.
Correct. Theoretically. You're right. I didn't have
because
to say
like
that.
Like, in all cases, you're taking the comments, and that's what you're mocking.
It's true. It's just a big chiddush. I wouldn't say unless I had a good reason to say it. The only other pshat I saw in this Rashi is that Rashi elsewhere, the Gemara elsewhere is that lo nitna tor the melacha sharis, right? If you have to get all the kmitza out or not. So what Nachum says, if you could be all of the shemen, so then together you don't have the p'tor of lo nitna tor the melacha sharis. You have to makir the shemen. If you can't get the shemen out, so lo nitna tor the melacha sharis, we're not makir. It's just that's the only other alternative I saw. So
right.
In such a vacuum, I think you have to say something. But echanami. But I wouldn't say it unless
I understand.
Okay.
And does that also need to mean that for Rashi, there's no Ehurim dimension to the soulless Dekonets?
No, not necessarily. But the Iker, I just want to say that the Iker definition of Ehurim for Rashi was a Torah.
Well, or just that.
It could be
not. Or Shemen's only Ehurim.
Okay. And the.
And
the soul is both? That's possible.
You do the Dalet Avodos on Shemen too.
Correct, but my assumption from the beginning was that the solus. That's also good with the Kemitza. What is the role of the Shemen post Kemitza?
Right.
So if you assume that it's sort of just it was there to be mocked to the Kemitza or whatever, and therefore the solus is really the Iker Kemitza, so really Dalet Avodos is being done to the Kemitza, to the solus, and the Shemen is sort of just being tagged along.
Right.
In order to have it be Nektar Gabim Mizbech. That's the real goal of the Shemen. Efshir. Okay. That's fine. Based on this, I wanna analyze for a second the comparison between the Kemitza and the Emunah in the following way.
I know one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
For carbon oil of the Yorid, so like a Mechasol day, so which doesn't have Shemen, you'd say it's just a different...
Yeah, that could be Josh's point, meaning the solus is also Haktara, which is also part of the Emurim, but you're missing the part of the Haktara that doesn't have any Kapara tied to it. There's like a Difus. There's a more direct parallel to the Emurim when there's... And it's just a Haktara Baam, nothing else. In cases where I don't have Shaman and I just have the Kemitza itself, so then it still has the Haktara element of the Emurim, but it's missing that Miyuchadin that's just a Haktara. That would probably be something. That's what you'd say. So. Yeah? Okay, good. Now, with this in mind, I want to reassess, right? Let's come back. We already said within Rish Lakish, we're trying to figure out where did he get this din of Shuhu in the Shirayim. So we brought the Keren Orah, right? Maybe the parallel between Kemitza, between Mincha and Zvachim holds true, and the issue is just a Shir issue. So we'll feed this Rambam, and we'll feed this comparison between the Kemitza and the Emurim. I want to suggest something else, perhaps. Efshir, we have a real issue here, right? Meaning, if you assume that the Kemitza is Domeh to the Emurim, so then when I'm Maktir the Kemitza, I was also Maktir the Emurim. So where's the issue of Ein Basar Ein Dam? I have Chelev. Every time I'm Maktir my Kemitza, I have Chelev. Right? My Tovim are 9. So maybe, Reish Lakish, is what we're going to suggest now, Reish Lakish looked at the parallel between Zvachim and Menachos, right? Clearly, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar held that the din was true by Menachos. That parallel held true. The only issue, when you plug in the details, you end up with a big error message, namely, by Zvachim, if I'm Zorg Vidam, I still have Basar and Emurim left over, but by Mincha, when I'm Machter the Komet, I was Ma'az Makam the Emurim, my Tov Manon. So Reish Lakish had to go back to the drawing board, Kilu, and had to reassess the Gzeres Kasuv. And therefore, it came out, if we assume, and we do, because the Gemara in Pesachim is clear, the Gemara in Chavav is clear, that there's a psul in the Shirayim by the Mincha, it could have only been psul kol shehu, because otherwise I would have been Mekayim Leimurim. Right? That's what I want to suggest. I thought it was a little bit far-fetched. It was a little ambitious. And I thought, maybe perhaps, there's also Pshat in the Rambam. There's a famous steer in the Rambam that everyone's very bothered with. The Rambam, Hilchos Psul Gdashim, Perek Aleph, Halach Lamed Aleph, says the Rambam, in regards to Zvachim, when he passes in the din of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar, Nishar Pachos Mekizai, so Yizrok Min Zark Lo Hortza. Says the Rambam, if you're Zorik on Pachos Mekizai, you shouldn't be Zorik, and if you are, it doesn't work. Psul B'diavad, completely possible, right? However, by Menachos, the Rambam, Pegudav, Halachachos, Paskins, Nishar Me'at Min HaShirayim Bikash Musan, Yakti Rekomet, Ose Nishar Mishinasu Asun Bechila, says the Rambam, by Mincha, B'dieved, if you're makter the kemitza, it works. If you're machaser the shirayim, if you have a chiser in the shirayim, pachsnu kizayis, and you're makter the kemitza on that, b'dieved, it works. So everyone wants to know, where did the Rambam get this chiluk between Zvachim and Nachos? The Gemara is almost mefurash, and there should be no difference between Zvachim and Nachos. Right? So where did such a chiluk come from? Is that clear? Make sure the Rambam is clear. It's
the
Chatil, right? I mean, first of all, there's a psul b'dieved. It's like, well, I mean, the fact that if you're Zohar, it's low
words. No, the Chatil, you could be Machdir.
No, the Rambam is only b'dieved. Lo yachter komitz in hikter ho tzol. Nishar me mishraim because Yerushalayim yachter komitz osin shraim shmuz osin b'chila.
That's the Chatil.
Osin b'chila.
Osin b'chila. The Achronim all understand too that it's only
b'dieved. The case before is b'dieved.
Komitz in minchav afkach. Nit mishraim kulam onisru yatsu l'chutz azar al ardu. Lo yachter komitz in hikter ho tzol. Nishar me mishraim. All the Achronim understand to be in b'dieved.
No, yachter komitz. It's not. It's lo yachter komitz. You hikter ho tzol b'dieved. Yachter is the Chatil.
No, yeah, I hear you, but all the Chum for sure assumes it in B'dieved. I'm just trying to figure out why. Is it the Osir and the Achila? We'll get there in a second. Either way, either the Chilik is in B'dieved or even in the Achila, either way, it's an issue that needs to be fixed. If it's not,
it's a bigger problem.
If it's in the Chachil, it'll be better for me, actually. But
yeah, no,
we'll get there. We'll get there in a second. Anyway, so I want to say for the Rambam, I'll pee what we just said, right? Within the Shitas Rish Lakish, works out very nicely. Hooray! By Zvachim, if I'm Zorig the Dam, I'm still Mechaser, I don't have my Basa, I don't have my Chilef, right? So I still have a Psul. There's no way around it. By Mincha, when I'm Makter my Komets, I was also Makter the Emurim. If I'm Makter my Emurim, okay, so it's Hortza, so the carbon's Kasher, right? There's no problem. So that's what I thought. Derech. I was a little bit hesitant. I thought I was a little bit extreme. Did the Rambam really mean that the Kemitzah is Din Emurim to that extent that if you're Makter the Kemitzah, if you're Makter the Emurim, that wouldn't be a psul for Rabbi Shua? That's pretty it's pretty far fetched. But Shuvah Isi, I was very excited. The Eben Ezra and the Orsa Meach Ma'am Shaykh Mefesh. Look at Source 20, the Orsa Meach, this is Eben Ezra. We won't be inside for this, you just said outside, but he says Mefesh. So I was very excited. So Eshalomer, that's Pshad in the Gemara and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish thought, when he saw the parallel between Zachim and Nachos, right, he had to reinvent the psul kol shu, because otherwise I had Haftaras Nimurim. Right? I had Haftaras Nimurim b'kashrusim. Now, Josh, your issue, all the Achronim, they read it, the reason they ask them is Eben Ezra is because if that's true, so why shouldn't be Mutter l'chadchila also? I should be Machdir the Komet l'chadchila. How they read the Ram, I hear, but they all ask that question to Eben Ezra, meaning right. if I have my Imurim, so I should be kashered to be Machdir the Kemitza l'chadchila. So they think that Eben Ezra solved the problem.
I think there was a kasha that we discussed, like you and I discussed privately, that it now ends up being like a chumra of an achos. Whereas it was originally like this big kula, and now it's a chumra because not only do you have your emurim, but you also need a me'at of the kovet.
It's always a chumra, no? It's a psul kosher in the shirayim.
No, meaning as opposed to zvachim, it seems to be a kula.
In what way?
In an achos. It's easier to be makir the komets in menachos than in zvachim.
You mean easier?
In other words, in zvachim you needed a kizayis, and in menachos you didn't.
The other rabbi, it's a psul kosher according to Rish Lakish, right? It's more chomer by menachos. If I'm machaser any of the shirayim, I can't be zorik the kemitza. This stuff gets very confusing. I have to work it out.
I thought the halacha is
if I'm machaser any of the shirayim, yeah.
That's
the Ram's pass. Oh, you're saying within the Ram, not within Rish Lakish.
Within the Ram.
Yeah.
If you have a little piece, so then lechatzila or b'diavad or whatever, lechatzila you could be makti the komet, whatever, you can't eat the rest.
Oh, so yeah, that's one point out that the Ram says ma'at as opposed to kizayis. That's the deep that I make.
Nishar
ma'at. Why doesn't it say kizayis? Where did the ma'at come from?
No, fine. That's also.
That's another trash.
I'm just saying, maybe the words kul and chumra are not apt here, but I thought in the Rambam the din is that we're more makel menachos than we are in Zvachim. In Zvachim, it's lim hikter lohurtza,
maybe
kizayis, right? So I think what I said to you, I don't know, maybe this is what the Achronim are bothered by also, is that it ends up being that we're more machmir menachos if you look at the komets as emurim. Because in Zvachim, as long as you have a shear of emurim, that's all you need. But now we're saying in menachos, you always have a shear of emurim because you always have a komets. But you also need ma'at or something of shirai. So now you need more in menachos
I thought the way they're reading is that the ma'at of the shiraim is the kmita, meaning the kmita is what
you have a kovetz and you also have shiraim.
Okay, I hear the question. I didn't see anyone ask it. The way I saw the question asked was the Ram, why, if this was true, is the Ram only say b'di'evet? Should be the chachid.
It's
not b'di'evet. So all the Achronim ask it.
I'll look.
What do you say, b'di'evet in the Haktara?
In the mincha, that you can't be makir the chachila. B'di'evet, you do. It's chortza. So they asked, if you're makir the kmitza and you have any more, and why would it be only be a din b'di'evet? Everyone's about the mincha's Ram quotes a barrel that has a hole. I agree with you. The lashon in front of us doesn't
sound. I'm saying both in Perek Yudal and in Perek Aleph. It's always lo hiktir.
Look at the mincha's of Ram in Zvachim Gimel. He has a whole arichos has to explain the Rambam.
It looks like just candy.
Yeah. All right. So Agav, there's a nice chat. Someone wants to say that there's still a difference between Zvachim and Nachos. By Zvachim, they murm are already delineated from the pasuk. Torah tells you there's din murm. By mincha, it's only true after Haktara. After your makir, it's your mekayim they murm by Ayidat Haktara. So I saw someone want to claim. Very, very good chab. You want to claim it's only din b'di'evet because you don't have a murim until you're makir. So you shouldn't have been makir because you don't have a murim. Once you're makir, you're a the din murim. So mala hortz. That was the interesting idea. Anyway, fine. Good. So that is just to keep us reoriented, right? We have our din Rishlakish by Menachos. Pshat 1 is a kasuv. Pshat 2 was we have a fundamental comparison and just when you plug in, you get a breakdown. Either the Karen Ora because of the din Saron. Or now we're claiming this Shitas HaRambam that the Haktaras HaKomet really is Mekayim the Dinei Murim as well. Good? Okay. That is Pshat 2.
I still think it's important to address that point I was making, like whatever you end up saying, because it's a huge
difference. Yeah, no, it's a big difference. We should clarify it.
It's like you shouldn't eat anything.
Correct.
Well, as long as you have a Komet, you're good. According to that Mahalo.
I hear.
The Shiraim is not a question here. Like, when you Shiraim.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. Okay, so now we're getting to the cuff of what I really want to speak about, which is sort of a whole new mahalach in this Shitas Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is a whole new chiddush, and to get there, I want to speak a little bit about the nature of Emurim. It's interesting, this is what we're doing, right? We have a Zvachim Menachos comparison, that's the Gemara sets up a Feirish, and Emurim is the focal point here, so there is a little bit of a breakdown between the Emurim by Mincha, or the surrogate Emurim by Mincha, and the Emurim of Zevach, in the sense as it follows. A Mincha really has two Chalakim. It has the Chalak, the Kemitza, and the Shiraim, right? The Kemitza really encompasses the entire Chalak Gavoa. The Kemitza is Ne'evad, has Dal Devodos, and then it's Nektar, Agave, Hamizbeach, right? The Chalak Gavoa encompasses, and the entire kapara is totally on or the main stay of the kapara is totally on the kamitza, right? The avodas ha-kamitza is the chelek avod that has the avoda done to it and the haktara done to it. It's all in one shot. The shiraim is left over as the chelek ha-hedyet, achilas ha-hedyet, right? That paradigm is very clear. We have two distinct categories. There's no overlap between them. They stay distinct throughout the kamitza process. By zevach, however, that becomes a little bit more shaky in the sense that we have the Avodah Sadam and the Zrika Sadam, right? Ikar Kapara is going to be on the Avodah Sadam, the Zrika. And afterwards, we have the Basar. Achilas Basar is the Chilek Ahedyeh. But somewhere in between the two, we have the Himurim. Now, what do I mean somewhere in between the two? So, on the one hand, Misvar, I think, we would align the Himurim more towards the direction of the Basar. Hare, you can be makir them belayla. They're not makir if you don't have them, right? Rabbi Yeshua and Elazar clearly put them in one category. Basar and Emurim are in one category, right? In that sense, the Emurim are grouped together with the Basar. However, on the other hand, right, Emurim is a chilek gavoa. It's not a chilek hedyet. It's still called it's called an achila, right? The Gemara calls it achila, but it's called a chilas hamizbech, chilas gavoa, right? So where exactly do the Emurim stand in the zevach process? So we're claiming now it's somewhere in between. Let's flush that out a little bit, what we mean by in between the two. Let's hopefully make that a little bit clear. To start with, we have Tosos and Menachos, Daf Mem Tes, right? We know, everyone knows the din. Emurim are not ma'akif if you don't have them. But Tosos in our Masechta, very long Tosos, puts a slight, maybe a large caveat on that din. It says Tosos in the bold, right? Tosos is talking about a case of Shachdu, the Korn Pesach, if you're shochid it, and then afterwards you find out that they're mashku yedehem, so it's called shchita shelo emnuyov, it's pasul. So Tosa says, Va'afagav da'aktaris emurim lo ma'akvi in the bold, source 21. Even though the aktaris emurim in general are not ma'akiv, ki avdu kasha bechila, honey mili ki ichzu la'aktara, ha'va'acha halo ichzu. Right, in a case where the emurim were never ro'i the haktara, at no point were they ro'i, b'shash shchita, they were a mashku yedeim from the carbon, therefore shchita shlam nuyav, the emurim were never ro'i the hakrava, Tosfos mechadish, that will possible the emurim, that will be a psul in the carbon, right? So we have a psul in the emurim, right, even if they are non-existent, if they were never ro'i the haktara. Okay? That's one interesting shita. The other thing that is a little bit anomalous here is the Zemachlokas, Tosos and Sefer Yashar, Bantam, about Shelo L'Shem Bailin. Tosos and Zvachim, source 22, Beis Medalef, is very clear that the Psul Shelo L'Shem Bailin could only be on the Zvika. It says Tosos, in the bold, Avashino Bailin, Lo Shayich El Bezvika, Kikon Shachat, O Mekabo, O Molech Karbon, Ruven, Almanaz Lizrok, Domo, L'Shem Shimon, the Muchach Kom Pirkin. Right? Shini Bailim says Tosis is only Shayach by the Zrika. So if you're Makabal, if you're Shoche, Makabal, or Molech, the Dam, Amanas, to be Zorik, the Dam, for not the right Baal, that is possible. But only if you're Makabal, the Dam, only if you're having in mind Amanas, Lizrok as the Dam, Shalushin Bailim. Says Rabbein Tam Sefer Yashir, source 23. These sources, by the way, I got from Rabbi Zatz. He has a, called Tzvi, he had an article on Haktaras Emurim. So we're going to go a little bit of a different direction then, but these sources are very helpful. So. Says the Rabbein Tam Sefer, source 23, Kigon she'omar hareni shochet o mekabel o molich amanas lizrok o lahaktir v'shem achshav p'sualas o shelo l'shem bailim is a p'sual. Rabbein Tam is clear in Sefer Yashir that the p'sual shelo l'shem bailim applies equally to the zrika as well as the haktar. And the question is, where does that come from? Right, where do we have that from? We all know the paradigm. If I don't have the emurim, then they don't apostle. Says Tosfos in Ar Masecht and Rabbein Tam, there's a little bit of a wrinkle in that assumption, right? The Ar Psulim that you can have in the Haktaras Emurim, more than just, you know, if you have them, they're not, and you don't, you're not mocked at them. So where's that come from? So the simple explanation, I think, is what Rabbi Zaf is trying to claim. The simplest explanation is based off of Tosfos Zvach and Lam Tesla base, where Tosfos basically says that there's no backseas on Kapara. Namely, after Zvika Sadam, with the Bailam or Niskapru, so you can't, the Haktaras Emurim can never be undo that Kapara that they achieved by Zvika Sadam, right? Tosfos in the bold, source 24. Omiyo the Haktaras Emurim lo itzrich lo ma'akve b'shul makom da'acha she'uchsu yachsu v'yifso, right? After the Karban Zvika Kasher, after you already got Kapara, I did Zvika Sadam, we can't go back and passel the Karban, I did the Emurim. So what I think Rabbi Zatz was trying to claim, based on this Tosos, is a very simple svara, right? Tosos and Menachos, Memtes, and Ben Tam are all cases where what? It's Kodim Zrika. I haven't yet done the Zrika. In which case, the Baal has not yet gotten Kapara. If he hasn't yet gotten Kapara, so the Haktar Zemurim can't be Ma'akev, there can't be a Psul in Haktar Zemurim, right? Meaning Tosos' svara is that only after you get Kapara, the Emurim can't be Ma'akev. Well, in this case, he hasn't yet gotten Kapara. These are all Koldem Zrika. In which case, right, you can't have an Ikuv in the Emurim Koldem Zrika. That's a simple understanding. But I was wondering if, so this Rashi, and I was wondering if you could say a different Svara. Perhaps the Svara would be something as follows. Meaning, really, if we take our Menachos paradigm to its fullest extreme, so I could have heard a tenable argument that would claim that the Emurim should have been included in the Kapara process. Right? And what is the difference between the Zrika Sadam and Haktaras Emurim? Both of them are Chele Gavoa, right? Both of them are, you know, Ola Gabim Mizbeach in some form. So why is it that the Emurim are not shaykh to the Kapara? So what I was thinking is that perhaps Kodem Zrika Sadam, really Echanami. We had to have meaning to say that the Emurim would be Ma'akev, that the Kapara is taller than them, the same way that the Dam is Ma'akiv the Kapara. It's only after the Zrikas Adam, for whatever reason, because of the prominence of the Dam, Damu and Nefesh, whatever you want to say about the votes of Dam, the Dam sort of, you know, hijacks the full Kapara process, leaving the Emurim to just be a Kiyam Ba'alma. Right, so any Avoda, any time you can have Haktaras Emurim before Zvikas Adam, there's still more Makusha to the Dam. They're still part of the Chilek Gavoa, in which case we would think they should be Ma'akif Kapara, the same way that Zvikas Adam is, right? It's only after Zvika, in which case we say the entire Kapara is Toloi on the Dam, do we then say that the Emurim sort of default to the Basar? And that's what, when we started off, we said that the Emurim are somewhere in between. So what we're saying now is they sort of oscillate. They start off as...
Do you want to say that they're Ma'akif, the aspect of the Zrika, or do you want to say they're over
it? I thought it was separate, meaning as part of the Chele Gavoa. I mean, the Kapara is totally in the Chele Gavoa, and Zrika as part of the Chele Gavoa has...
Not Hebrew. That the
they become part of the Zrika?
Yeah.
What? Everything that's more...
I think that's an issue. Whatever. Yeah, keep going.
No, what's the...
No.
Okay.
let's see where you're going.
I'm not sure if it'll... The point is that they start off as part of the Kapara and move...
Meaning it would address the same evidence.
Right. But you'll tell me if it makes a difference.
Okay,
I'm not sure if it will. In that sense, right, so what we want to claim here is that we have a sort of shift in the Emurim to the Chilig, to the Basar. Right? That shift, however, has implications because whereas the Basar previously was considered the Chilig HaHedyet, Nechal HaHedyet, that's no longer true because the Emurim is now part of the category that includes Emurim and Basar, Emurim Nechal HaHedyet, right? And as such, sort of that category that's called Basar and Emurim is now defaulted to the Chilig HaNitar. Right? It's no longer called the Chilig HaHedyet because it's not. Right? The Emurim are not a Chilig HaHedyet. And they sort of default to this category that we call the Dover HaNitar. The Basar and the Emurim join together to make this category Dover HaNitar. That transition happens post-Zrika when the Emurim leave the Kapara, I think either way you say it, and sort of become part of the Basar in some sort of a almost artificial sense. Right? These are default to the Basar. Wait, I think that might be Rashi in Source 25, not so. Leave that out for now. But what's interesting is, I think that might explain, the Gemara seems to have a Xeris Akasiv whenever it wants to include the Chelev into the category of the Basar. Whereas you pointed out, the Gemara Chavav, for the Din of Rabbi Shua, when it says Ein Basar, Basar or Chelev are in the category of Ein Basar and Dam, so the Gemara has a Xeris Akasiv, right? We saw that in Source 1 or 2, in the Gemara Chavav. If you look at Source 26, right? The Gemara in Zvachim, when it was dealing with the issue of Pigol, the Gemara wants to say that Achilas, that Emurim is called Achilas Mizbeach, the Gemara needs Exeris Kafiv. We now the Rabbi Shrichas Shirayim Vataris Emurim, Talmud Lomar Vim Hachel Yeachel, Beshte Achilas Akosim Medaber, Achos Chizm Adam Achos Achilas Mizbeach. Vataris Emurim, to be included in the category of Basar, the Indian Pigol, requires Exeris Kafiv, right? Consistently, when the Gemara wants to include Emurim into the category of Basar, and these exist custom because really it started off closer to the Dam, closer to having the Kapara tied to it. Based on this, if we accept these assumptions, so now I want to come to what we've been toying with the whole time, that really maybe Rish Lakish is a whole new Din by Menachos separate from Zvachim. I mean, this is, I guess, sort of the punchline, is that in Zvachim, we have the Chelek HaKapara, which is the Dam, as we said, right? The Avod is the Dam, which has the Kapara. And we have the Chelek HaNechal, which is the Basar. And now we're claiming that in between the two, we have the Emurim. And as we stated, as the Emurim switch from the Chelek HaKapara to the Chelek HaNechal, that category becomes no longer the Chelek HaNechal, but the Chelek HaNitar. Davar Nitar, the Basar and the Emurim are Nitar al Yedei, the Dam. However, in Menachos, that isn't true. The Menachos are categories stay consistent throughout. Right? The Emurim are always together with the Haktara Emurim, the Kemitza, includes both the Haktara and the Avoda, and the Shirayim just remain the Chelek HaNechal, and they stay that way, right? And therefore, what we're trying to claim, what I want to claim here, is that, in essence, to call the Kemitza a strict matir of the Shirayim is erroneous. Right, the matir category is a product of the Emurim shift to the Basar. But in a Mincha, it's not that the Kemitza is matir the Shirayim. I want to claim that the two are mashlim each other. The two create, the two form this unified whole that encompasses a chilek gavoa and a chilek ahediyot. The achilas shirayim as a chilek ahediyot and the haptaras hakemitza as a chilek gavoa, those two, on their own separate pedestals, combine to create what we call a mincha. Right? It's a hashlama relationship, not a matir nita relationship. Right? It's a different paradigm. To flush that out a little bit, hopefully it'll become clear as we go. We'll discuss the nature of the nitar of the matir of the kmita. You doing okay?
Going back to other things that we discussed.
We'll sharpen it, just laying the groundwork a little bit. So just to like I said, to sharpen it, I think it'll become clear after this this discussion. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Chavav, right, has a question. At what point are the shirayim, is the kmita matir the shirayim la'achila, right? The Gemara has two options, source 27, either mishemosh labo ha'or, or mishtatzis bo or bekulo, berubo. Do you need the fire to consume it berov, or is it just any amount of fire is enough to be matir the shirayim? 2 days in the Gemara. Tosos already discussed this for us in source 28. Tosos brings up the question of what about the emurim? At what point are the emurim matir the basar? So this is very much it's a gevaldik, right? This is the comparison of the matir nita relationship between a zevach and a mincha. This is exactly what we're talking about, right? So, gavek said to ourselves. Tosos claims that really, in a chanami, the Gemara could have had the same suffix. Tosos in source 28, I'll just say outside, could have had the same suffix by a mincha, by emurim, sorry. It just doesn't because you don't always need the emurim. So left it out. But really, the suffix is the same. Good. That's Tosos. But yeah.
How do you know that doesn't necessarily mean that there's any yachas between emurim and chometz? It might just be a question of what is it, what's the definition of nektar?
Okay, the question is at what point is it matir the next stage in both
right.
of them? So if we're saying that, if we're comparing the point, if we're comparing the point in which the emurim is matir the basar to the point which the kemitz is matir the shirayim, the chor is not just a point of what point is the haktar, it's about what point is there a matir. So their role as a matir is probably going to be important to that question. Right? If they're matir in the same way, the question is parallel. If they're matir in two different ways, we might have differences between the two. Does that make sense?
I don't know.
It might. Hold your question for a second. As we go, I think it will come clear. But if it's not, you'll follow up?
Yeah, no problem.
I have no question. You'll follow up. You know?
Yeah.
I need that for a second. Right? So that's Tosfos. Karen Ora. We have a Machlokes Acharonim here. Right? The Karen Ora. He claims, in the bold, Veliha Yenira, Debei Murim, Gamreb. Who are days here? Forget. Gamreb. Yochlan. Gam Yochlan Noda Dishimoshla Bohema or Sagi, says the Karen Or, takes it as a given, that by Murim the din would be more Mako than by a Kemitza. The Kemitza we have a suffix. Is it just Moshlaba or is it Moshlaba or Berubo? But says the Karen Or, by Murim, Vada only need is the Or to touch it. It doesn't have to be Berubo. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat the Karen Or? So I thought to explain, I saw some of them also says, I don't remember who they were, but I think it makes sense. In source 30, the Kov Shirim, you can look inside the bowl, and I can read inside. The Kov Shirim, Valchanan, has a unique Hagdara of the Matir of Emurim. And he says, the Emurim is not really Matir the Basar, rather, there's a Din Kadima of the Emurim to the Basar. Namely, you have to be Matir the Chele Gavoa, the Emurim, before you're Ochel the Basar. Right? And he explains, therefore, if you don't have the Emurim, if the Emurim are not present, there's no need for a Din Kadima. Right? Therefore, you could just be Ochel the Basar right away. There's nothing preventing you from Ochel the Basar. He thinks it's not a Matir Nitar, the Emurim to the Basar, rather it's a Din Kadima. So I saw someone to explain, I think it's Stauber, that's from the Karen Or, right? The Karen Or thought that you don't need a full Haktara of the Emurim because it's only a Din Kadima to the Basar. So once it's Ola Gab Mizbeach and the Or touches it, so you had your Kadima, Din Kadima fulfilled. It was on Mizbeach before your Ochel the Basar. Now you're just eat the Basar. Right? That would be Pshat in the Karen Or. As opposed to a Kemitza, which has a full Haktara. Right? Haktara is a Komets. The Gemara has a suffix that you might need the fire to consume it berubo. Okay? That's the.
I kind of would want to advocate, like, because why? Maybe the Kadima is.
Correct. Maybe the Kadima is the Haktara. You could have said that. Meaning it needs to be Nektar or Gab
Mizbeach. Just add that, like, it's not the Kadima that it should be. You should do it first.
It should be on the Mizbeach first. So
yeah.
You didn't have to take the breakdown.
I understand.
But
because in theory, like, then it could be just a question of, like,
what is the Haktara? Correct.
Yeah.
As a framework, I think it's.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, Maisa Atara, which is enough if it's
not that like Hashem should get his.
Right, he doesn't have to eat it. With the ish hitting it entirely. It just has to be the Maisa Atara, something like that. Good. Source 32, though, the Evna, the Nitziv is Cholik. Nitziv, in the Sefer, Sefrei, thinks in the bold. Tesover should komit mati shirayim b'shosh shehash lebo or bo esa or. Avaymur mode der biyochlan da adji yotze eish berubo. Vizehu adji yisrof. Says the Nitziv, exact opposite hanacha. No, you need the imurim to be nisrof berubo more than the kmitza, or more than at least one side of the kmitza. What would be the pshat there? L'chor, you'd say something, again, these are all approximations, but L'chor, you'd say something along the lines that the kmitza, as we just discussed, is both the din haptara seimurim and the din zvikas adam. Right? Zvikas adam doesn't have any haptara, so kolzman, that's ola on the mizbeach, you're kind of the din zvika, you're mata the shirayim, as opposed to the imurim, which has a full bona fide din haptara, and it's be nikta berubo. Until it's nikta berubo, you're lacking in your matir of the imurim. So, one second, let me see if this answers your question. So, what I think we have here, the Yerushalmi has another Havamina that the Kemitza just has to be Olag HaMizbech. It doesn't even need the Eish to play. If it's on the Mizbech and the wind blows it off, it's also Matat Shirayim. Another day in the Yerushalmi brings. That's source 33 at the bottom. So, I thought to explain, based on what we just said, is that it's very interesting, right? The Achronim, the Karanora and the Toslos, Karanora, and the Nitziv are basically arguing, is the matir of the Shirayim, of the Kemitza to the Shirayim, more or less than the matir of the Emurim to the Basar? Right? Is one a Din Kadima, one's a real matir? Is one Haptara, one's just a Ola Gamiz Beach? Right? How much is the matir of the Emurim Doma to the matir of the Kemitza? And is it more or is it less? But Lefi, what we want to claim, I think, the question is sort of, false to some extent. Because the matir nita relationship of the kmitza to the shrine, it could be that the matir, that the kmitza is matir the shrine to be foel ochel the shirayim, but the relationship isn't a matir nita relationship we're claiming, it's a hashlama relationship. Right? The two are mashlam each other. The two combined are what unified to create what we call a karba mincha. Right? It's not a question about when is the shirayim nitar, it's about when can I enter shlav beis of this karbon, which is the achilas hashirayim. Right? In that sense, all options are on the table. Does that happen when it's Olag HaMizbeach and it gets blown off? Maybe it needs to be Eish Berubo, maybe it needs just Eish at all, right? The question of at what point can I enter stage two of the Karban, of the Mincha, the Achiyah Shirayim, is a much more open question than at what point is it Matir the Shirayim, right? So I think these Achronim are all downing in more or less than the Shirayim, more or less than the Kemitza, more or less than the Emurim. I think the question fundamentally, the way we're explaining it, is false. It's about the two being mashlim each other, not one being the nitar of the other.
Even though by Pigul, the Lashonas seem to be very...
We're going to get there. Gemara Yudeis?
Yeah.
Look down. Next source. you're wrong.
Whatever. In the five of the matir.
Yeah. Again, just... the Gemara uses Lashon Matir. What I'm claiming is that might be a... you're being matir due to the befol eat the shirayim. The befol achila might be a din of... matir, right? That's more matir as a shirayim la'achlam, right? To eat the shirayim, that might be a matir, but the actual dynamic that takes place between the haptaras ha-kemitza and the shirayim is not a matir nita relationship, it's a shalom relationship. That's...
yeah, and I guess now that I think that tells us some gudala, that might be a kemitza needed to take place before...
Okay.
It might be similar to
what you're saying. Let me know. Yeah.
Yeah, Shirayim is shy to the Yishim, the things that are shy to there are matir. The Isra Mimendu the Yishim, that you can't put Shirayim on the Mizbeach. So I understood that the din was that things that had a matir, like Shirayim, so those things can't be on the Mizbeach. And it's listed amongst Basar Asham, Basar Gash. And also Shirayim is on the list.
And that's because that they're the Davar Nitar? Or is that just because they're not Shayach to Hakrava? They're Davar Necha, the Chayk Ahedi.
You're making more conceptual point. You're not saying it's not.
Right, I'm not saying there's.
Halakhically speaking, you still do need Haktaras Hakozets to be like Matri the Shirayim. Even though it agreed.
For the Achila. But I'm saying in the halakhic sense.
that in I'm just the perfect sense, it's Shirai, like not Kamina, that it's Shai to be Medivision.
This is me not knowing, not me giving an answer. Is it clear that Gemara is about Dover Hanita, or is it just Dover Hanecha?
I thought Rashi said that way, but let me
get
back to you.
Good. No, it's... Could be right. I really, like I said, it's just I don't know. Okay. This is Yoni's Gemara. Gemara Yudbeis, right? So the Gemara has a question. Is it getting sharper now? Are we, yeah?
Yeah.
We're good? Okay. Yeah. The Gemara Yudbeis, this is what Yoni's referring to. The Gemara has a question. Yiboy Elohu. The Divrei Omer Shiraim Shechasu Ben Kamitza L'Haktar Maktir Komet Aleihem. The Kamilon De Osi Shiraim Asurim Be'achila. Mahu the dihani luhu aktara lemekifin hu befigol of kimi dey meila. Gemara is a question, right? According to everyone besides Rish Lakish, if you hold that if you're machasir the shirayim, you could be maktir the komets, right? And according to the day of that komet, that the shirayim are, you could be maktir the komets, but the shirayim are also bechila. So can you have pigol in such a carbon, right? That's the Gemara's question. Can you have pigol in such a carbon? So what exactly is the question of the Gemara? So Rashi, source 35, tells us very clearly. The question is it called something as dark alechol? Says Rashi. Or Dilma came to Shiram Necholim Havle Kimechashiv Lechol Lamachar Dover Shane Darko Lechol. Right? If the Shirayim are not Nechol, they're Osir Bachila, so then it's called Dover Shane Darko Lechol. And there's no pigle on Dover Shane Darko Lechol. Right? That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Technical issue. Dover Shane Darko Lechol. Says the Shittim Kabetzis, though, a whole different read in the Gemara. In the bold, source 36, Shita says, "Lekach nira de mishum hachim yibayle im mikva bepigol b'hai hatara mishum dekevan de in hashirayim necholim havikilu lo kariv hamater kimitzvasa." Whoa, right? Says the Shita, if I can't be ochel the shirayim, it's not kariv hamater kimitzvasa. Right? There can't be. In order to have pigol, you have to be kariv hamater kimitzvasa. You have to finish whole avoda normally. And if I can't be ochel shirayim, I'm not karev hamater kimitzvaso. So, it's a little bit of a troubling shita. I thought I saw people asking, meaning, why is this not karev hamater kimitzvaso? The kamitzah is being nectar entirely, the process is normal, right? I go through the avodas kamitzah completely normally. I just can't be ochel shirayim. So that's called not karev hamater kimitzvaso? What's lacking in the matir? The kamitzah is fully, is nectar in a regular way, right? Does that question make sense? No? Yeah? Right. What is the lack of karev hamater kimitzvaso? Just because it can't be ochel shirayim? So if you what we're saying now, I think there might be something to that, right? The lack of ochel, a pagam in the shirayim, again, this is not within Shitas Rish Lakish. Some of we discuss what is the alternative, what's Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, what do they hold? Maybe the lack of achil shirayim is an indication that they don't fully disagree with Rish Lakish, but if you assume that the kimitzah and the shirayim are mashlim each other, the two holes, two parts of this carbon, and not just the Dover Hanitar, so a chisarn in my shirayim is a chisarn in the carbon. It's not called matir, it's not called naktir hermatir kimitzvasa, right? There's something fundamentally lacking in this hakravas ha mincha. The pagam in the shirayim creates a pagam in the entire carbon, not just the shirayim alone. Is that... We good? That answers your... What you want from like morning base?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple more indications, but we'll move a little bit quicker here. Time's getting late, but... Time's here. Yeah. A couple more indications.
Do you think for Eliezer would be Pashit that would become Pigol? Like, for Eliezer, it says in Ein Basa Yeshda.
And you could be Ochel the Shirayim?
No.
But that's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's question, right?
Yeah.
The Gemara's question wasn't within Rabbi Elazar? I thought it was also within Rabbi Elazar.
You're asking within Mincha or in general?
I was asking within Mincha.
Within Mincha, saying the same thing with the same thing
with Zevach. Oh, a Zevach, if I could be Zorg the Dam, well, but the Basar is Mutter Bechila. There's no din that the Basar is also Bechila.
No, for Zevach, in Eivah, with Eivah.
Where I'm Mechasa, my Basar Pachas Mikizayas.
It's Tomei.
It's Tomei, fine. So I'm Zorg the Dam.
Yotze.
Okay, so I'm Zorg the Dam, you're asking would there still be Pigle or not? Right, it shouldn't be Chubayim. Samara, I don't know. Huh?
Pashtus.
That what? So only Chubayim?
Yeah.
Wait, the Gemara only has the boy bag in this Gemara, no? Does that boy exist in Zvachim?
Chazer, right? I could be asking, is a Zviko, which is Chaser, with the ability to create an Achila, is that Kupach?
Right, so I'm claiming that's only Minchas. Minchas.
There are parallels to that in Kupach and Lugabe. Lugabe Yotze and things like that. There are parallels.
I'm claiming this is only Menachos and the Iboy. What? The Iboy here is only Menachos. I don't know if there's a fresh Gemara than.
I don't know.
I should pick up with
the.
It's a cute story. My uncle said over a. He had a chabur he had to give on Nazir once, so he said it to Moshe Feinstein. He sang at a wedding with him by Rav Oshri, Shashos Miramakim. So he was at his wedding, Moshe was there, so he said over his chabur, he had a Nazir, he said over to Moshe. So Moshe listened, he said, oh, he was like 15 years old. He said, oh, it's very nice. The only problem is the Feresh Gemara against you. So my grandfather is a little bit of a hazazis, so he said to Moshe, can you say over the Gemara out loud? Maybe I can be Mechalik. Actually, can be Mechalik. So Moshe sat there saying the Gemara that was so to him out loud, and like turned to my grandfather and said, no, can you be Mechalik? He said, I got nothing. So he said to Moshe, he said, Moshe, I do have to go chabur tomorrow in yeshiva, I'm supposed to give on this. It's like, it's very good. You'll say over your mahalach and say, if Moshe was masigani with the Gemara, you have your wonderful chabura. So if Rav Packer has a Gemara, then it's even better chabura. I have a sugar from a Packer, my chabura. Anyway. But until, I don't think there's, I don't know if we finish more, so. I only have the sugars of a Packer. I'm Amish have nothing here. Okay, good. That is, yeah. So, just to flush this out, a couple more sources again, we're going to move quick. Tosos, stuff, source 37, Tosos, Menachos, Meches, right? The Gemara there is dealing with, when do you say you can be over on one thing to become another thing, right? Broadly speaking, of course, it's unclear exactly how broad that Gemara goes, but something along those lines, right? So Tosos wants to know, right, when you're Misariv, when you have the Kemitza, that means Arev with the Shirayim, we don't say, this is what Judge is, something like what Judge is referring to, we don't say you can be Machdir, the entire Tyrovas, in order that you're Mekayim the Kemitza, because you'll be over on being Makdir the Shirayim, right? So Tosas asks, why don't you say, be over in Haktaris the Shirayim, so you can be Makdir the Komet? So Tosas says, the bold, Hadithan ba Komet, since Arif Kumsa b'shireha lo yakdir, Avgav de Gufa de Mincha, he v'lomrinan chet b'shirayim, b'shul shetazak b'komet. Why don't we say that? So Tosas, Kevin, sheyesh lahem shnei shemos. What in the world does that mean? The Kemitza and the Shirayim are shtei shemos. It's a pretty ambiguous term. So you could just say, one's called Kemitza, one's called Shirayim, and that's all Tosos means. The issue is, I saw the Acharon point out, Tosos has the Gemara has a case, right, where you want to be Zorg the Dam on Shabbos to be Maktir the Emurim, but Motzei Shabbos, right? So the Gemara assumes that Dam and Emurim are not two shemos, but somehow Kemitza and Shirayim are two shemos, right? Like, what is that? So one of the formulations I saw in Acharon, I just don't remember who, but I think it's Mevakesh very much, was that the Kemitza is called Olim, and the Shirayim is called Nechalim. Right? In our terms, I think it works out very well, right? The Kemitza and the Shirayim are mashlim each other, the two paradigms, the two categories of the Mincho. One is the Davar, the Chelek HaGavoa, one is the Chelek HaHadid. Those are two Shemos, but we're not going to tell you to be over and there on one to be Mekayim the other. They operate in somewhat separate realms, not entirely separate, right? We'll get to the relationship between them in a second, but they are called two shemos in regards to being chote and one or to being kind of the other.
I mean, here you could say the opposite too.
That.
But they're more disparate.
Right.
That would probably be an easier challenge.
Right.
But the Dam and the Basar are one, or the Dam and the Emurim are one?
The Kismar has is the Dam and the Emurim. Not the Basar, correct. It's not 100% parallel. Yeah. But the point is that it's more than just they're called two different things or that they're... Yeah. Tosos is clearly dealing with some sort of category here as opposed to just restriction. Right. Okay, we're going to skip the next couple sources. It's about Chametz. Let's go to source 40. Okay, but so just to pull the pieces together and then we'll finish up. So what we want to claim here, claiming... is that how does this relate back to the din of Reish Lakish? What I want to say, right, until now we've had two paradigms. Either it's because there's a cause of din, or it's a technical issue of, you know, what when you plug in the lachos, you end up with something different. But Efshar Lomar, based on what we're saying now, that the paradigm of the dam to the Basar / Emurim and the Kemitza to the Shirayim is fundamentally different, right? As we said, as we started with, either if you say like Rashi, that the issue for Rabbi Yeshua, the psul of Rabbi Yeshua of Ein Basar Ein Dam, is a psul in the dam, psul in the makir, or if you assume like the Rav Beryl, that the psul is the nitar, you're lacking the category of nitar, the Basar and the Emurim, right? We're claiming in a mincha, those categories don't exist. Right? We're not dealing with a strict matir-nitar relationship. We're dealing with a relationship of two things that are mashlim each other. Right? The chelek avor and the chelek hedin are mashlim each other. In which sense, I want to suggest perhaps, Rish Lakish, is psul kol shehu, has nothing to do with the din of inzvachim. It's a completely new halacha by menachos. Right? Maybe he saw that there's such a psul between the dam and the basar by zvachim, and then he thought there was a parallel in menachos, but fundamentally, Rish Lakish was mechadish to us a new psul kol shehu in the shirayim. And what I'd like to claim is that that psul kol shehu is maybe akin, similar, dome, parallel to the psul kol shehu that we have in the kemitza, right? For mechasa in the kemitza, there's a kemitza's puzzle, right? So if the shirayim are mashlim the kemitza, so maybe Rish Lakish is being mechasa as a psul kol shehu in the Shirayim, similar to the psul kol shehu in the Kemitza, right? A whole new din. Not about the Matir Nitar, not a psul in the Dam, not a psul in the Shrik Emurim. It's a psul in the Karban, right? You're missing the category that's called the Chilek HaHedyit. And that category is a psul kol shehu similar to the category of Chilek Gavoa, similar to the Kemitza. That's what we're going to tie it together. That's what we want to claim. So just to finish up, I was very excited by this. Based off of what we've laid out, what we're claiming here, essentially, is that the whole din of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yeshua of Ein Basar Ein Dam, really the axis in which that din revolves around is the question of Emurim, right? Because as we said, when the Emurim sort of slide over to the category of the Basar, it leads to the category of the Matunita relationship and the Mincha, where that's not true, where the Emurim is together with the Kemitza, so it's a Hashlama relationship. So the whole, I was claiming that the whole axis that this question spins around is the question of Emurim. So I was trying to figure out if that's true or not. So, you know, we should start there, but is that true or not? So what I was thinking is a good test case should be Chatas Of, because Chatas Of is no Emurim, right? We just have Dam and we have Basar. So I was really working hard. What is the din of Rabbi Yeshua by Chatas Of? Is there Psul or not? That was a question that I thought should have come up. And to my chagrin, I couldn't find anything for a long time. I saw one Nachman who wanted to claim, the reason I couldn't find anything is a hate-timsa issue. Very simple. The din is that you're zorig the dam of an oaf with the animal in your hand, right? So if you're holding the animal, that means you still have the basar. It's literally in your hand. So how can you be machaser in the basar and still be zorig the dam? It's just technically impossible. That's what I saw some people claim. But Asa Damar in this room, I don't think hate-timsa is getting in the way too much, so we had to persevere somehow. And Baruch Hashem, we got our case, and the case is Chatas Ha'of Abal HaSafek. Ah, very exciting. The room is cheering with excitement. Chatas Ha'of Abal HaSafek. Why is that the case we want? Because the din is, as the Gemara in Source 40 and Nazir says, the din is a Chatas Ha'of Abal HaSafek. You're Zorik the Dam, but you're not Ochel the Basar. Ah, Zorik the Dam, not Ochel the Basar. Right? And the Gemara is Gzeres Kasur, so it's force for you. Right? That's different by Zvachim. And a regular Zevach, there's no such thing as Zevach Abal Safik. Safik, you don't bring it. By Oaf, if you have a Safik, so you are Zorik the Dam, you're not Oaf the Basar either because it's Safik Chun Bazar, maybe it's because it's Nevela, right? Because of the Malika. So the Gemara has Gzeres Kasur, so it's source for you. Biosi Bar Yehuda Omer, Meinan Lechatis Oaf, Shehi Ba Al Safik Shein Necheles, Tamal Omer, maybe carbon al havadai, maybe carbon al havadai, maybe al safik, maybe al safik. The Gemara exists kosov to teach you that chatas ha'of is zorik v'dam and not ochel basar. Ah, so now asks all the achronim, what about in basar and dam? If I'm not ochel the basar, the Torah tells me I'm not ochel the basar, so I should have a psul for Rabbi Yeshua all this, right? In Basar and Dam. Why is there no issue? So the Kach, a bunch of Achronim Bazar, the Kach Yeshua's about this. I was asking around, I think this is the first time we referenced the Kach Yeshua in this year. Anyone quote it? So you have to get him, you know, Kach Yeshua. The Chasish Day in Kachim, so you know, we have to reference him. My second cousin is married to his granddaughter. Actually, so. Good. Guild sailor. Anyway, so the Kochi Yeshua was very bothered by this question. He has he starts up with Anacha. We don't have to be all of inside, but verse 41. He assumes Pashut, the din of Ein Basar and Dam, applies to Ophos like it does to Menachos and Zvachim. No question. He says, L'chora kainu nami ba'ofos, te'gram p'sachim rak shak v'tare, yomar v'yeshua, dinu gam b'nachos mashu de'ofos p'shita l'kulyama. T'chil mevad avodos adam, ba'in l'chil z'avtar, right? Says the Kach Yeshua, v'ada the din of Rebbe Yeshua, in Basra and Dam applies to ofos. And the only question is, why is it not here, right? So he gives a couple answers, I'll set him outside. The first answer, you can read it in the bold. The first answer he presents is that maybe that's the whole point of the Gzeir Sekasev. Why do I need Gzeir Sekasev that I can't be Ochel Basar? That I'm Zorik to Dam and Ochel Basar? Says, good, sure, maybe it's because I should have an issue with Rebbe Yeshua, maybe I'm Basar and Dam. So comes the Gzeir Sekasev, says, no, don't worry about it, that's not an issue. You Zorik to Dam, don't be Ochel Basar, and your carbon is still good. That's Gzeir Sekasev. He goes on to reject it, and he presents another option, perhaps the pshat is that, perhaps the pshat is that this is called Yesh Basar. Right, the only issue of Ein Basar and Dam is if I don't have Basar Be'en, right? But this is just a suffix of Nevela, suffix Chul and Bazara. That's called Yesh Basar, right? We're Mekam the Din of Rebbe Lazar. Mekam the Din of Rebbe Yishoy. This is called Yesh Basar. Those are the two options he presents in source 41. Source 42, he gets us closer to where we want to be. He presents that maybe the whole Din of Ein Basar and Dam doesn't apply the Chatzas of Abala suffix. Why not? So he suggests, based off of Rashi, you could see it in source 42, we won't read inside, based on Rashi, that the whole reason why there's a psul for Yeshua is because the dam has to be matir, the basar, right? So if I don't have any basar, it's a pagam in the dam. I have nothing that's matir. The dam's not matir or anything. So it's just here where the din is that there is no basar. So the dam, the din is that the dam of the oaf doesn't have to be matir or anything. So there's no psul in the dam. So this, the whole din doesn't apply to ofos, chatz ofa, basafik, because very simple, the din is that there's no basar, and therefore the dam doesn't have to act as a matir. Okay, that's a kachi Yeshua. But where it gets exciting, the Kis Yaakov, he starts off on the track. Kis Yaakov suggests, source 43, Bechat is of, Nema, Kevin, the in a roi lachila, in kam basar, the im in basar in dam, or I don't have the issue. Elo karchach de beofos, lekahach klau, it's actually in my time off. Says Kis Yaakov, the whole din of Ein Basar and Dam, that whole category, that whole din, does not apply to Ophos at all. And certainly in my time, why would that be true? So this gets us, you know, this already gets us going. Maybe in the whole category doesn't exist. And then I saw the Menachem Shlomo. I have no idea who it is, but we're best friends right now. So I saw him quoted somewhere. I think I saw him the Vode Brewer or whatever. He brought him down. Very exciting. He claims that it's all based off of the Emurim. Ah. It's all about the Mimum. It says in Nachman Shalom, read inside. Hayotzi lan mizeh, debe ofos leke yisura bezrikas adam. There's no din of ein dam in basar by ofos. Why? V'tayma. De garba ze chatzis ha'of, hum yishum she'eno nekteres. There's no haktara by chatzis ha'of. O pshita lo mikri zevach. Lo ichbas lan bezrikas adam. Right? If it's not nektar, it's not called a zevach. He assumes the whole din is taller and something that's called a zevach. And therefore, there's no psu of ein basar ein dam. So the Menachem Shlomo, we're not going to go with his Menachem 100%, but what he lays out for us is a very gevaldik. Based on what we're claiming, again, we thought, what we're arguing, is that the axis of the question of Ein Basar and Dam revolves around should be the Emurim, right? What role does the Emurim play in the carbon? So what comes out is very gevaldik. By a Zevach, or the Emurim, as we call it, this in-between category, so we have the din of Psachim, that you need either you need Kezias, or there's no psul at all, but Yeshua says you need kezayis. In Menachos, where we're saying it's a din hashlama, we have two separate categories, we're claiming that's where Rish Lakish gets a psul kol shehu, right? Akin to the kemitza. And now we're claiming by Ophos, where there is no imurim, the din doesn't exist. Right? Three categories. Very valid. So the whole question of imposter and dam is about imurim, right? If you want to know where this din applies, how it applies, look at the imurim. That'll be the brahman. That's what we're claiming. That's what I think comes out from this. So, well, interesting, huh? Just to finish up, this is really Josh's chabura. What's the right adjective I should use? Not you touched on it. You dug down at web.
Rebbe had a good sharpening.
Sharpening. I'm sharpening?
You're sharpening.
No. We're both, you know. We're touching on the same point. The big issue by Menachos is that the Shirayim, right? Rambam counts a separate mitzvah saseh for Achiyah Shirayim. Everyone wants to know why. seems to not include in the exist kasev asher kuf Abraham, right? Seemingly on the surface. So broadly speaking, the Achronim have two mahalach. Josh and Rebbe, this throughout the year, were really Rebbe and Josh flushed it out a little bit. That the mahalach is that the shirayim are really more close to the kmitza, right? That the arbitrary kmitza, almost arbitrary kmitza, was just that, sort of arbitrary, but really in terms of their actual kedushas carbon, they're somewhat similar. And therefore, the pedestal that the shirayim stand on is a little bit higher than, let's say, the basar, which was always separate from the dam, right? That was in one
more
mahalach.
Endless.
Well?
Yeah, it was more endless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Broadly speaking, that was the mahalach that we're presenting. The other option I saw some achronim present is that the shirayim are mamish nothing. I think Rav Noach Bornstein, was Rashi here?
Yeah.
So I think I saw an article from him. I think he brought down that it doesn't even have to do shas mincha. Just like so surprising. He goes out that far. It says it's called the Noseres from the mincha. And
where does he publish art?
I saw it somewhere quoted in like some Sefer HaYovelos or something. I could get
it. Oh, of the yeshiva.
Yeah. So he might want to claim that shirayim have no kedushas mincha at all.
The Talmud of
Revelvo. I heard someone quote that him, the two biggest Talmud of Revelvo were him and...
I don't know about that, but he's quoted in the stencils. He's quoted.
I heard Shmuel and Piyadiba, the two biggest Talmud of the Revelvo were Arye Leib and Rav Bornstein.
Well, he was definitely a close Talmud, and he's quoted in the stencils.
Okay. Listen, I'm not trying to offend your Rosh Hashiva over here. I'm just saying there are other parties at the table. Even without the last name Soloveitchik, it's possible.
He's probably not in stencil. They can't
let him. Okay. Mipia Shmu is better, though, than stencil. Doesn't matter. It's better than stencil when it comes to Brisk. So. Anyway, those are the two paradigms. Right? The Shirayim are way up on the pedestal, almost close to the Kemitza. The other extreme would just say that there's no Kedusha, there's no Kapara, it's almost nothing. And maybe what we're saying is it kind of runs in two directions. If you take this hashlama relationship to its fullest degree, so the shirayim are both somewhat independent from the kmitza and also more codependent on the kmitza, right? They stand on their own pedestal, right? They are the chelek ha-hedyit, which is completely separate from the chelek of Allah, right? Which is why they might need their own mitzvah saseh for the achila, because it's not related at all to, not at all, but very much unrelated to the avos ha-kmitza. It's its own pedestal. But in giving it its own prominence to stand on its own pedestal, the chelik ahediyat, the entire carbon then also becomes dependent on them, right? The codependence between the kmitza and the shirayim is elevated by sort of separating them out to stand on their own as this din hashlama they were describing. Yeah,
that's what I mentioned to Josh also. Meaning, I think both those things are true at the same time. Meaning, it's more, not so much a mater nitar, but it's like the representation of the kmitza applies to the shiurim. But then the fact that any part of them could have equally been and wasn't, that's the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's parallel to what you're saying.
Uh-huh. I mean, the shiurim encompass both. They could have been and they weren't, so that's the lifgam, but they also were more dominant of the kmitza. In Neobe, you had the,
they're more
being pulled
affected by the kmitza because they, both because they could have been and because it's a representation because it's all the same.
Being pulled
as opposed to all the differentiations of the Wayab and the Zava. So mostly that makes it closer to, but it also makes the contrast greater to that could have been but wasn't, whereas the other ones never were candidates. So it's not like, you overlook them.
And that's parallel to what we're saying here.
Yeah.
Own personal
right, very interesting.
Okay.
I don't know why the buoyancy thing is. It's
shocking.
It's very intense, but it also kind of works well with it.
I think it reflects... Right, that second.
Yeah,
point, I mean, both of them are highlighting.
Way too extreme. I don't think that's the.
That's also what's in the Rambam, like low in your head of a lot.
I think he was.
When the Rambam used that lashon and say Ramitzos.
Right.
Like you would have thought that he's going to say it's Dvarim Shalma, like it's nothing.
Right. I think he was very taken. Also, the Hemek Dover I think says there's a difference between Nisharim and Nosarim.
Yes,
Nisharim has like kedusha.
Also,
right. So he's like, it's called Nosar. It's not nothing. And I was like, hey, Dvarim Keilo.
Oh, he liked that.
He liked that in Sivlat. It's called Nosarim, not Nisharim. It's not
right.
That's not Dover. But to an extreme, it becomes a little extreme. But okay, that's the.
So the Rav Bornstein is in the YU public. It's the Yevola Yovel's at the Yeshiva.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.